Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, I am super excited for today's episode. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We even had some fun and some laughs already before I hit go here. Before we get too into the show, though, I always like to let the artist tell us a little bit about themselves, kind of your little shtick and your journey with music here.
Well, they call me Mr. Bird. I got that name while I was hitchhiking down in Australia, the Great Ocean Road. It's a good story to that. I started busking on the streets and I just kept doing it. Found something I loved and people around me seemed to like it too. And I kept playing music. I didn't really have any intention of doing what I'm doing now, to be totally honest. But here I am doing it. Yeah, I think we said this before the show. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm winging it. I'm an artist and I'm making it up as I go. I sing a lot of sad, bluesy folk songs, but I feel like a lot of my songs don't really fit into a genre. They're more about the stories. Yeah, that's a little bit about me.
That was one thing I really noticed is like the storytelling part of your music. I know on like your Instagram bio, you say a storyteller. And when I was listening to the songs, I definitely got that just storyteller kind of vibe to it. And I really love that about your music.
Thank you. Yeah, I call myself a storyteller before I call myself a musician because I'm not, you know, the Django Reinhardt. I'm not a wizard on the strings. I'm pretty, you know, I'm all right. I can play enough to sing a song.
Awesome. Well, let's get started. We'll talk about some of your newer songs. And you sent me one not that long ago. We'll actually listen to that one first, because by the time this episode comes out, this will be off your newest album, which is cool. Forever is Calling. Why don't you tell me about that song? I haven't heard it yet, so I'm really excited to take a listen to it in a couple minutes.
That's the oldest song that I've written that I still like to perform, to play live. Funny how songs come to life. That one almost wrote itself, the tune at least. I was down in California and I was trimming weed down there for quite some time and we hadn't gotten onto a scene yet and I was just busking outside of a grocery store just to get enough money for some groceries for the night. And just the tune came to me and the tune stuck, and about 2 or 3 days later it was a song. And it's a song about, it's a traveling song, knowing that you never really get there and it's something you have to accept somewhere along the way. Is that it's not about where you're going, but where you are.
Beautiful. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this album that'll be coming out or have come out recently by the time this episode's out?
Yeah, I guess we're talking into the future now. It'll be out in 2 days, July 18th. Moving Mountains. It's my first studio album. So I got into a real flashy studio on the island, Barnhouse Sound. Yeah, I won a grant. I couldn't really believe it. They do an emerging artist grant. So that helps cover some of the costs. Then I did a GoFundMe and I make honey wine. I make mead on the side. So I sold some of my mead to help cover the costs and got into a real studio, which was It was a huge learning curve, I guess. It wasn't all peaches and cream. It was work, but it was beautiful work to really just digging deeper into these songs. And yeah, the whole album is about impermanence, knowing that nothing really lasts. That's what makes life so precious, is that it continues to change. And knowing that mountains were once the bottom of the ocean, just knowing that makes me believe that anything is possible. So Moving Mountains.
That's really cool. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. And so if that was your first studio album, that means all your previous ones, are they just home studio albums or do you have a friend with a studio?
No, I'm not a computer whiz. We already went over this as we tried to hook up this whole Zoom thing. I don't know how I did it still, but I was pretty deflated when I found out how much recording an album actually costed. So then I thought, oh, shucks, this will never happen. And then a good buddy of mine, Wes, he said, well, just record it yourself. Buy a condenser mic and on a laptop. I didn't have a laptop at this time in my life. And I thought, okay. So I bought one, bought a mic, and then just rented an Airbnb for a couple of nights and recorded my first album, The Immeasurable Blue, in I think like 3 or 4 days.
That's awesome. We'll definitely talk a little bit more about that album later on in the show. But I do want to talk about just another song quick before we play it off of one of your latest EPs. So it would have come out not that long ago, Reflections. I just want to talk about Magnolias at Midnight. What a beautiful song. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
A lot of people like that song. That's a pretty song. It was another one. It's quite literal. And that's what I think is so magical about it. So I was up actually at the Ferry Creek blockade when they were going to cut down those beautiful old growth trees on the island. And it was an emotional experience for me to be up there in a lot of different ways. I was out of cell service, though, and I was missing a girl. So all I wanted to do was to hear her voice. So one night I drove back to Souk far enough to be in cell service. And the magnolias were in bloom. It was about midnight and their scent was, it was hot on the air. And I got to make that phone call. Yeah, it's a song about longing. I think, there's a lot of my songs that I guess have that similar theme, longing for something you never really get, but in that is the beauty. I think when you do get what you want, sometimes it's maybe not as sweet as the longing could have been. It's just like an irony in itself.
100%. And well, we're going to spin both of those songs here. Forever is Calling off of your super new album by the time this one comes out, Moving Mountains, and then Magnolias at Midnight from the EP that just dropped not that long ago, Reflections.
Forever's It's a quarter to midnight. The magnolias are in bloom. Parked under broken streetlight. Tonight I'll call this home. Tonight I'll call this home. Crescent moon, and I'm reminded that there's always tomorrow. I remember that I'm not alone. Down my cheek. Lord knows I'm tired, but will I get any sleep? My heart's a thousand miles away, stuck on what could have been. Now I'm alone with the magnolias and the sweetness on the wind. On the wind, it's so sweet it make you cry. Dreaming of the better days gone by, better days gone by.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're talking with Garrett, or Mr. Bird. I have to say, I do really like the name Mr. Bird. I'm a big bird fan myself. I see you have bird artwork in the back and a cool feather tattoo. Before I get into the music, tell me about your thing with birds. I do want to hear more about it.
Okay. Well, you know, my dad was a bird watcher, and so is my grandpa. So I guess my dad, he grew up in Wales. He would go bird watching with my grandpa. And yeah, they would learn about the local birds and how to identify them, their call, their eating habits, etc. And then I got to do the same thing with my dad growing up. So I love birds. They're ancient and they're diverse. They have taken over all kinds of places in this world, you know, from the Antarctic to underwater, taking over the sky. I just love flight and the freedom of flight. Yeah, they're very intelligent and they sing, so, and they travel. This is the whole story. I will tell you the story, I guess. So I was hitchhiking down in Australia in the Great Ocean Road and got picked up by a family from East India. And it was quite a novel experience for them to pick up a hitchhiker. And they asked me all these questions. Where are you from? You know, where do you live? Are you married? Do you have a job? And of course I didn't. I was living in a hammock, and they were quite surprised by my answers. And then they maybe confused even a little. And they asked me to sing a song. So once I sang him a song, it seemed like they understood. He's a musician. He's not crazy. He's not lost. He's just a musician. And then the father, he didn't do much of the speaking. It was all being translated through the son. But he wheeled around and he said, you are like a bird. You go wherever you want and you do whatever you want to do. You, sir, are Mr. Bird. And then he dropped me off at the Apollo Bay, some little town in the Great Ocean Road, and the name stuck.
I love that. I really do. Because, yeah, like I said, I'm a big bird person myself. I love bird watching. I have a couple birds, and they are just such magical little creatures. Like, they're so, like, wildly emotionally intelligent. It blows my mind just dealing with birds. And I feel blessed having befriended a little house bird. Well, I have two little conures, but they're just such funny, funny little guys, and they just want to do everything with you. They talk to you, and they just, they're hilarious. Let's talk about what your earlier song. Actually, we did hint to it a little bit earlier in the episode off of your 2018, The Immeasurable Blue. One of the songs that really stuck out to me was called Cheap Sunglasses. Why don't you tell me about that song?
That's a bit more of a lighthearted one. I'll tell you about that. That was in Tasmania. I have some really, really wild adventures from Tasmania. And I met a nice crew of friends who had this wicked old Mercedes, and we got pretty loose, and we were driving all around, going to different watering holes. Yeah, it was just a bit of a, it was a riot. I think the song maybe leads towards what we might have been up to, but just driving down country roads, not a care in the world. Yeah, it was magical to feel that sense of freedom and friendship after just meeting these people too. Tasmanians, I guess all Australians, but Tasmanians, they really welcome you home.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to spin Cheap Sunglasses. And then when we come back, you actually sent me a couple songs from some of your friends here. So I want to take a listen to those.
Thank you.
what it seems. So go and drive, drive away. All wounds heal in time. At least that's what they say. Was too proud to admit it then. I lit a fire in the rain. I lit a fire in the rain. Was it just bad luck? Or is this meant to be? Calling them problems. What if they're exactly what we need? I closed my eyes and I see it clear as day. My stubbornness got the best of me. I'm the only one.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Mr. Bird, really cool folk kind of chill. We're just going to call him a storyteller because the songs are so beautiful and definitely have that story element to them. You sent me a couple songs, though, from some of your friends. One of them, I'm a big fan of this one, and I'm definitely going to have to keep a watch out on this artist, Brett Cassidy. He just released a solo project here under his name, and he's only got the one song on Spotify right now, but I'm sure we'll be seeing more. Friendship. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song, if you can, or just Brent Cassidy in general?
Oh, he's such a cool dude. Yeah, keep your ears open for him, for sure. I was fortunate enough to play a couple of shows with him, where he got to play the slide along with some of my songs, and I played the guitar along with some of his songs. And yeah, it was friends at first sight, you could say. And he's super groovy. He's in a bunch of different bands, plays all different kinds of instruments. He's a wizard. Only great things to say about Brett. The song... Yeah, he's a lover, and I think he's got a lot of friends. So the song is like a homage to his love of friends. It's quite beautiful. It's got his kind of psychedelic space cowboy vibe. And yeah, you're going to definitely be hearing more of his name in the next couple of years.
Honestly, I'm stoked to. And I know he has in a couple other projects, so I'm going to take a deep dive into those and see if I can also get this guy on the show, because I'm a big fan of the song right away. Another one you sent me was from Justin Hill off of his 2019 EP. What was that? Singing a Seam. Why don't you tell me about Justin Hill?
You know, I probably wouldn't be playing guitar if it wasn't for Justin. He inspired me from a young age. We've known each other since we were just little grommets. And he doesn't perform as much as he used to. I think he's just taken a quick hiatus. But he's a rock and roller. He shreds the electric guitar. And he also has a whole, collection of really, really good songs that he's written. Yeah, I know for a fact that I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without his encouragement when I was young.
Right on. Well, we're going to spin those two songs here. We got Friendship from Brett Cassidy and then Singing a Seam from Justin Hill. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to you a little bit.
Thank you.
cigarettes between the four of us on an empty tank of gas. And I can hear the guns loud. Rock and roll is in the air. So in a dream, I'm singing a seam tonight. Yeah, I'm singing a seam tonight. So many nights by the fireside, under the stars, in the woods by the riverside. Our souls are free without a sound. The sparks go up, but they don't come down.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're talking with the one and only Mr. Bird, just a phenomenal storyteller. I actually saw that you're going to be playing in Drumheller in a few days here. I mean, it'll be after the episode. And I texted my friend because she lives down there. And I think you're playing just like one of the outside free shows. And I could just see that just being such a good vibe. Just sitting in the sun in the desert, listening to your songs.
I love it. Yeah, this will be my second time at Summer at the Plaza. And they do it right down at the gazebo downtown. People just bring their own lawn chairs. And it's a grand time. Yeah, the last year, the sun was setting as I was singing. And a really, really attentive audience. I love the Badlands. I go there quite often. I'm a big rock hound. I love just learning more about the area. Yeah, so there. And then I have the album release, The Arts Place, this week. Playing a wedding on the weekend. Cowboy themed. Should be fun.
Right on. I like that. I want to talk about some of your slightly older music, but not too much older. One of the songs in particular off of your 2022 EP, Heal Your Mother, was Wolf. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
That one is fun to make. It was I haven't played with my loop pedal as much as I used to, but I used to perform with my loop pedal a lot. That song, I guess, is about the story of the two wolves, I feel like, that we've all heard. And we all have the wolf inside us that's hungry. And what we feed it really depends on, you know, how we're feeling at the time. And that will dictate how we're feeling tomorrow. And there's a lot of anger behind that album. And I don't think anger is a bad thing. I've always You know, I think a lot of people paint it red, but anger is really important. It shows you that something is wrong and you're willing to stand up and say something about it. So for me, that whole album is saying there's something wrong with the world today, with the excess, with the waste, with the want, the insatiable want. And it's destroying the environment. And I think we all know it. It's no secret. So there needs to be anger behind it for it to be heard.
Totally. I definitely picked that up just listening to the album as a whole as well. It was a really, just like powerful, but also like frustrating. And you're like frustrated with how everybody's treating the environment and the world. And it kind of sucks. And especially like as an artist, it feels like you have to say something about it. Right. And then maybe people will listen if you put a nice guitar riff behind it.
That's usually the case. Yeah. Sometimes you tell something to someone and they don't listen. But if you sing it to them, it has its way of entering their souls.
Awesome. Another song I want to talk about quick before we spin these two. This one was off your 2019 EP, Dead Red Love. This one was like, I thought it was really sassy. I know it's probably another one of those like sadder bad songs, but it definitely had a fun like sass element to it. And it was Where You Been. Can you tell me a bit about that song?
As soon as you said sassy, I knew that was the one. Yeah, well, that was a messy breakup, I guess you could say. And again, a little bit of anger, but also a little bit of like, whatever, you know, like life happens. We all have desires. Let's be honest with them and not hide them. And I think by singing about it, I'm hoping that other people can feel the same way. Let's, you know, make this less taboo. Let's just talk about it. We all hurt, you know?
Yeah, I really liked like the line in particular that was like, I think it was like, there's 1,000 ways to tell a lie, but only one way to tell the truth. I was like, wow, I like that line. It's a good line. Awesome. Well, we are going to spin those two songs here. We got Wolf off of the 2022 EP, Heal Your Mother, and then Where You Been off of the 2019 EP, Dead Red Love. And then unfortunately, we do have to wrap up the show a little bit, but I do have one more song I want to chat about before we go.
Crying, ooh. can't tame the wolf inside when I need to take a walk to forget about it, to forget about it.
To Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. It's just like a really chill but kind of fun. It's been a lot of fun to talk to Mr. Bird here. Before we go, I do want to talk about one more song though, just because I'm a big fan of the concept of Deja Vu in particular. So of course, I want to talk about the song Deja Vu off of your 2020 album, Box Full of Feathers, Boxes Full of Stones. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Wow. It's funny. I have another song coming out off this new album, Moving Mountains, that is also about Deja Vus. I haven't thought about that song in a while. That's an old one. That's one of those ones that I used to play a lot and somehow it kind of got swept under the rugs. I have a lot of different beliefs. And I think the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know. The closer I get, the farther I feel away from what's really happening because there's so many different layers. Deja vus and dreams are ethereal. Like they don't hold weight like this world does. And I feel like they have a way to to time travel and to make sense of things that we will never understand, but they make sense of them in a feeling, in an instant. And then before you know it, it's gone and you're clueless again. So it's a song about deja vus, and that particular one was about a certain someone.
Right on. Well, we're going to spin deja vu in just a couple minutes here. But before we do, I know by the time, again, this episode comes out, you will have just released a brand new album. You got a lot of shows coming up, I assume an album release party. But tell us all the things that we should be keeping an ear out on you from for the next little bit.
Oh. Well, Moving Mountains, that's the album, and that's going to take me all across Canada. So yeah, if you tune in, follow my Instagram, Mr_RegBird, you'll see where I'm playing. Yeah, I'm excited to be going to the East Coast for the first time. So if you got any friends out in Halifax, I'll be heading that way. Even have a show in Montreal, then back to Toronto. That'll be fun to see that side of the world or the country. Yeah, and I'm planning actually on going back to where it all started, to New Zealand and Australia. So I'm going to be heading there in the new year.
Right on. That actually sounds super fun. Thank you again so much for coming on the show. It was great to chat with you. I hope you have so much fun on your tour and with this album release. This is Deja Vu off of the 2020 album, Boxes Full of Feathers, Boxes Full of Stones, from Mr. Bird.
Forget about it, yeah.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.